Here I am at home on Good Friday morning when many others are at a solemn service recognizing the death of Jesus. As I sit here pondering, I am prompted to ask, why is it called Good Friday? As a lifer in the Christian faith, you would think I would know and maybe I have looked it up before, yet on this day I forget. I rose at the break of dawn today, even though I was not going to work. I puttered around with a few things before I got down to what's important, making coffee. I set the water to boil in the electric kettle and turned on the meditation music I listen to each morning. I have taken to avoiding the news, particularly in the morning, and I find my stress and worry have lessened. I looked at the empty container on my counter, reminding me I need to make granola. As the water was working its way to a boil, I put a filter in the cone over my stainless cup, added coffee and then pulled out the round roasting pan. Setting the oven to warm, 200°F, I added to the roasting pan 2 cups of oats, ground flax, protein powder, chia seeds, a handful of raisins, some walnuts, and mixed them around. I added some ground almond butter and peanut butter, a little olive oil, some pepper, oops, wrong shaker, some salt, cinnamon, nutmeg and a large spoonful of date syrup. Mixing it all together, I added a good portion of psyllium. I placed the pan in the warmed oven for about 10 minutes, turning back to the task at hand, making my coffee. I cut a beautiful gala apple in half, placing one half in a sealed container in the fridge for later, and then cutting the other half into pieces and putting them on a plate. I poured some hot water into the cone and watched as the grounds became saturated and the fragrance rose up to my nose. Beautiful. While that dripped through, I put one of my homemade muffins in the toaster oven, cut in half, to warm. I have no microwave oven, and haven't for years, and never miss it. I pour more water and pull the roaster out of the oven. I give the granola a stir, integrating the date syrup, the butters, the oil, and soaking the other ingredients, the smell of cinnamon and nutmeg filling my head. I put it back in the oven just for another 8 to 10 minutes. I reach for the warmed muffin, amply apply some homemade ghee and then a dollop of unpasteurized honey and lay it lovingly beside the apple. My brother grows galas and I wonder just for a moment if this might be one of his. Not likely. I pour a cup of coffee and, taking the plate with the muffin and apple, I go to my table that sits me by the window to look out onto the street. As I sit, I pick up the book by Richard Wagamese, Embers, and read the introduction. There he accounts the start to his day, which is like mine, and he writes, I walk out into the world in a position of balance, ready to do what Creator asks of me that day. So, why is it called Good Friday? You can find out with a simple Google search. For me, every day is good, and it is because, from a Christian perspective, Jesus was teaching us to hear the Creator, God if you wish, and telling us to live each day in faith. Faith that all is in hand. There is reason and purpose to your time here. There are no mistakes, and you are unique, and bring color to this black and white world. Hosanna is the call of the weekend. Adoration, praise and joy for lives given and well lived. We must die to the shadow and know life is there for us to see if we simply pay attention to detail. The caterpillar dies to the butterfly, dragonfly nymphs die from the water to live in the air, and the eggs we see during Easter represent the life that is inside, ready to be born. They tried to silence Jesus by killing him. He reminded them, if all voices were quiet, the rocks and stones themselves would sing. As I sat and enjoyed the quiet, my muffin, the smell of my coffee and granola in the oven, looking out the window, I decided it is a good day, regardless of whether it is Friday or not. Hash breaking Stibba hash dance and adventures. Cynthia Bredner is a teacher, author, grief specialist and bereavement counselor, a soul care worker and offers specialized care in spiritually integrated therapies. She works as a long-term care chaplain assisting with end-of-life care for client and family. She is the mother part of the hashtag DanCYN Adventures duo and practices fitness, health and wellness. She is available remotely by safe and secure video connections. If you have any questions, contact her today at cynthiabredner@gmail.com or visit breakingstibba.com.